Commission Act and the John Warner Defense Appropriation Act last October. That's why they're building concentration camps here in the United States. New ones Halliburton is building, refurbishing the old ones that we had the Japanese citizens in back in 1942, 1943, 1944. Why would we be spending $38 million to refurbish the concentration camps they put the Japanese in back in 42 and 43 and 44? Now, the official explanation why Congress voted the money was so we could have those there so people could see them, so we would never forget what a terrible thing it was to put people in concentration camps in the United States. Well, if that really is true, and of course if you doubt what I'm saying, and I always want you to challenge everything I say, you go up on the internet and you Google in Japanese concentration camps, $38 million, and you'll find that we appropriated $38 million within the last 3 or 4 months to refurbish those camps that are out in the middle of wilderness where nobody will ever go to see them. They're just so far away that you know there's no way they can be a place for tourists to be going. And that's they were put there because it'd be totally isolated. So the Japanese couldn't escape, and neither would you and your family. And then, of course, if they're really concerned, keeping alive in the minds of Americans how terrible it was to put the Japanese in concentration camps, then why did they appropriate $385 million so that Dick Cheney's company, Halliburton, which incidentally for many years paid Dick Cheney a deferred salary after he was the vice president. Whether they still do or not, I don't know, but Dick Cheney got a deferred salary from Halliburton for many years after he became vice president and supposedly was representing you and I. But Halliburton got $385 million to build new detention camps in the United States. Now, you remember there was movie, it was quite famous, I think Kevin Costner was in it, was called Field of Dreams, and the idea is he was going to build a baseball diamond on his home, and you build it and they will come. You build the baseball diamond and people will come and then there'll be baseball games on it. Well, if you build concentration camps in America, either you're going to fill them up or somebody else is going to fill them up. Why would you want to waste all that money? And then, of course, we still have the old army camps that we've closed down, but we've simply changed the barbed wire on them so that now it's to keep people in rather than keeping them out. And do I hear the beep? Do we have a guest
call? Pastor David Whitney here. How are you doing?
Hey, David. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Well, I was just talking about the concentration camps. The fact that they passed the legislation last year for the establishment of a dictatorship so they can use the American military against our citizens. And none of these things could be happening if we're people who really understood the Constitution of what right does the federal government have to expand its control over the National Guard. What right does it have suddenly to say, well, we're going to be able to use the U.S. military against American citizens, unless they're planning on doing just exactly that, and suspending the right of habeas corpus for citizens, or which was one of the stipulations of the Military Commissions Act. But I'm going to let you pick up the story and tell us the forgotten story of our Constitution, which is our only guarantee of freedom, and the lawbreakers who hate the Constitution, who would change our form of government, the terrorists who are passing these pieces of legislation, why, they look just like us, but they have a different worldview. You pick up the story, David.
And that's exactly why the Bill of Rights is so important, because it restricted the boundaries around which our federal government could do anything that is only within the bounds of the Constitution and the limits set upon it by the Bill of Rights was it permitted to do anything, which is why the Ninth Amendment is so important, because it states very clearly that the unspecified rights, the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights, shall not, you can underline that phrase, shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. That is, you cannot sit down probably and list all of your God-given rights at one sitting, and maybe even it would take a lifetime. Nonetheless, our federal government does not have the right to violate any of your God-given rights. It only has the powers that we have granted to it in our Constitution and our Bill of Rights and subsequent amendments. And this actually was put into the Bill of Rights as an objection that Alexander Hamilton raised, that a Bill of Rights could be dangerous, potentially, because you might not be able to think of or list all of your rights, and any future government might assume that if your rights were not listed in a Bill of Rights, that you had forfeited those rights. That's not the intention, and therefore the Ninth Amendment makes it very clear that the government only has the powers granted to it by we the people, no more, and only those that we have given to it by this grant of power.
And now, isn't it a shame that our leaders who swore to uphold the Constitution hate it? They revile it. They want to do away with that. They want a global government. They want to do away with national sovereignty. And just yesterday, of course, we lost a major battle when the Senate ratified this amnesty bill. You know, to bring in another 100 million people into this country and destroy the very fabric of our society, because these people have no concept of what our Constitution's all about. We'll be back with David in a moment here at the American Future.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
We've been counting the days, and May 27th is the 50th day. Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to join them as they celebrate the Feast of Shavuot, the Feast of Weeks. The festivities will begin at 10:30 a.m. May 27th at the Amphitheater, North Shore, Lake Loveland in Loveland, Colorado. Special guest speakers Eddie Chumney and Obadiah Frank will be there. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more details or directions. We've been counting the days, and May 27th is the day.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Pastor David Whitney. So I'm going to let him pick up the ball and talk about the importance of our Constitution and why everybody who every congressman who violates his oath to uphold the Constitution should be voted out of office. I don't care whether he's pro-life or pro-homosexual or pro-whatever he is. If he won't stand for the Constitution, then he is a traitor to our nation and is a part of this group that wants to change our form of government. Our Constitution is our only guarantee of freedom. Go ahead, David.
Well, the Tenth Amendment, which is the last of the amendments that form the Bill of Rights, states that the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. So in other words, the only powers the Congress and the executive branch and the judiciary branch, the only powers they have are those which we have specifically enumerated and delegated to them in the Constitution. We the people are the ones who've received our God-given rights. Our Creator gave those rights to us. We delegate certain powers and very limited powers to our federal government. Therefore, anything not specifically granted for the federal government to do by Article 1, Section 8 primarily, is outside the boundaries of what the federal government is legally permitted to do. The Department of Education, just one example, nowhere in Article 1, Section 8, nowhere in the entire Constitution or the entire Bill of Rights, is the federal government given any permission to spend one dime of the taxpayers' money on education. Therefore, whether it's, secondary education or whether it's college education or any education, they don't have permission to do it. Therefore, every time they spend one penny to do that which is impermissible, they have violated their oath of office. They should be removed from office, and they should be disciplined severely by the American people to say, we will not tolerate thieves in Washington, D.C., stealing from us, breaking the law, doing that which they have no permission to do. Sad to say, the Tenth Amendment is largely ignored today, and the federal government does whatever it pleases, with no restrictions, no limitations, and Americans put up with it, when in fact we should not. Most Americans are working more than half of their entire working days in the course of a year. More than half of those are worked for government on federal, state, or local level in order to pay their onerous and endless taxes. And this should not be. The federal government is doing things that it is against the law for it to be doing, and they're doing it by taxing us to do that. And therefore, we the people should rise up, throw them out of office, and place people into office who will abide by the terms of our Constitution. But that means, of course, we the people need to know what the Constitution states, not what it's been misinterpreted to say by the courts or by senators and congressmen or presidents, but what it said, what the original intent of it was, because the contract does not change but by one means, and that is by the amendment process spelled out in Article 5. And our Constitution has been amended. It's been amended, you could say, 17 times following the Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights is the first 10 amendments were all ratified at the same time. So that was a major change to say that these Bill of Rights are securing what we the people have against encroachments by our federal government. But it's interesting to see what happens immediately after the Bill of Rights is ratified. The next 17 amendments, with a few minor exceptions, all of the subsequent amendments expand the power of government. Draw a picture in your mind of a playing field, perhaps a football or soccer field, and it has boundaries. Well, usually those boundaries are just chalk on a piece of grass. But in our constitutional image, it's not chalk on a piece of grass. It's a wall that the 10 amendments create around that playing field that says you cannot go out of bounds. And these 10 amendments prevent you from going out of bounds. And yet what's happened in most of the subsequent amendments is doors and windows and whole sections of the wall have been torn down, allowing the federal government to expand its powers. Now,
well, I think, David, the problem is that most people do not understand that when they created our government, the men who created it feared power in anybody's hands. Most of them were Christians. They recognized that man was sinful, and you could not trust him with power. And so they wanted a land where people could be free, so they limited the power of the central government in the name of liberty. But there's always been those who want a dictatorship. They were here in 1789, and they're still here. And it took them a long time, little bit by little bit by little bit, to progressively expand the power of that central government, which admittedly was limited, or initially was limited and weak, and was supposed to be, it was not supposed to interfere with the lives of the people. And now it controls the lives of the people, and those people who want the dictatorship are ready now for the next step, which will be the implementation of the various provisions of the military dictatorship and of martial law when the crisis, whatever it may be, will come. And then, of course, filling up those concentration camps. People say it couldn't happen here, and I would like to say, who's going to stop it?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to get up and stand against the tanks, the American tanks, and the American bayonets, and the militarized police? What in heaven's name are we doing? Where is the outcry from our conservative leaders, or from our church leaders, or from our citizenry? Go ahead, David.
Well, when we look at the 11th Amendment, here's the first break, in a sense, in the wall, although it deals more with states than it does necessarily with the federal government. It resulted from a lawsuit against the state of Georgia by a fellow by the name of Chisholm. This case took place in 1793. Basically, Chisholm had a contract with the state of Georgia. The state of Georgia, in his view, failed to fulfill their details, their commitments in this contract, and so he basically tried to take the state of Georgia to court to force them to abide by the terms of the contract that they had formed with him. Well, the state of Georgia basically blew him off and said, we don't have to, you know, abide by anything that we wrote with you because you're not a citizen of the state of Georgia. Well, Chisholm, you know, said, okay, I'm never going to see any justice in the courtrooms of Georgia. Well, let me go up to the federal level. And ultimately, it was the Supreme Court that decided the case. And the reaction, because the Supreme Court decided, yes, Chisholm does have rights that Georgia must fulfill their parts of the contract. And the state of Georgia, back in those days, and this was a proper understanding, the state of Georgia had rights and powers that the federal government could not infringe upon. And they said, well, it's fine for the Supreme Court to make their decision, but let them come down here and enforce it. And from what I understand, they, of course, never were able to enforce the terms of the provision. But this led to the idea of a constitutional amendment that would say you cannot sue a state in federal court if you're not a citizen of that state. If you form a contract with a state and you're not a citizen of the state, sorry, you're out of luck. Whatever the state wants to do, if they want to violate that contract, you have no recourse unless the state agrees to be sued by you, which is very unlikely that a state government is going to do so. So here's an expansion of the powers granted to the states to basically be liars, you know, put something down on paper, say we're committed to doing this, and then do the exact opposite. And an individual would have no recourse with a state government in that case as a result of the 11th Amendment that was ratified in 1798. Well, the 12th Amendment in 1804 resulted from unusual, at least from our perspective, an unusual way of electing presidents that was originally designed, and that was that in the contest of the election, the one that received the most electoral votes would be the president. The person who came in second would be the vice president. So you have two opponents in a in a political battle, and they wind up having to work together in the White House as the president and the vice president. So the winner and the person who came in second will be president and vice president, rather than having, as we have today, a ticket where you're voting for both president and vice president together. And that was the change that the 12th Amendment brought about, provided that electors should vote separately for president and vice president. And that may be one that is worth preserving, because the election that this this issue arose in was the 1800 election. It was a very, very close case. Of course, John Adams was president. His vice president, Thomas Jefferson, ran in an election against John Adams. And John Adams actually lost this. It was so close. It was a tie, basically. It went to Congress to be decided, and it was ultimately decided by one vote. But that kind of close call and that kind of competition between people who ultimately were going to have to work together as vice president and president was decided to be not the best thing. You know, I really don't have much of any problem with the 12th Amendment as it stands. It would be one of the few amendments that would be worth preserving. The 13th Amendment, however, I do not have a great love for various reasons. 1865, this was ratified at the end of the war to prevent Southern independence, which is what I believe it's best called. If you read Lincoln's inaugural address, first inaugural, he basically said he had no intention of touching the institution of slavery. He had no desire to make slavery an issue whatsoever. And matter of fact, you read the details, he really did not use slavery as any part of the reason for going to war. He was, quote, preserving the Union, which meant you could not do what our founders did in separating from Great Britain by the Declaration of Independence. He said, you can't do that anymore. Sorry, you're in this club, and we're not letting you out except in a body bag, which is exactly what he did with hundreds of thousands of young men who bled and died in that terrible, terrible war in our country, a completely unnecessary war, by the way. Well, the 13th Amendment abolishes slavery. And it was clear that the early courts ruled that the 13th Amendment simply abolished slavery, the institution of slavery, involuntary servitude, but it did not abolish any other forms of segregation or discrimination. By the way, it's kind of strange that although they abolished involuntary servitude became popular again in our country, not under the name of slavery, but under the name of the draft. When a young man signs up for the draft, he's told he has to sign up. He doesn't have any option. And if they're going to draft him and force him to serve in the military, is not that a form of involuntary servitude? So how is it that our federal government says, oh, slavery is illegal? Oh, except. Of course, except that you are the federal government. Then you can enslave any young man you want. And they're talking these days about enslaving young women, too, in the draft, 18 to 45, I guess. So it's kind of hypocritical on the part of our federal government to even be talking about a draft when if they're going to abide by this ratified amendment, the 13th Amendment, they, nor anyone else, has the permission to own slaves, which is what the draft basically does.
Well, anyway, it's so interesting. You go back and you look at the Civil War. I mean, slavery was never the issue.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, it was only after there were draft riots, people in the North rioting against the draft, and several thousand people were killed in the draft riots, that Lincoln had to have a justification for this fraternicidal war, and it was at that point that he wrote the Emancipation Proclamation, and this would have been, 1862 or 1863.
Mm-hmm.
We were well into the war before he wrote that. And in that, he didn't free any of the slaves in the North who he could have freed. He freed the slaves in the South that he couldn't free.
Yes.
And left the slaves in the North enslaved. Total hypocrisy.
Mm-hmm.
Not that anybody can justify slavery. It should have been done away with long before. But Abraham Lincoln certainly wanted to centralize power in government. He did not want the people to have a right to be free. And what he did really through the Civil War was eliminate the idea that we had sovereign states. Now everybody was answerable to the federal government. So our picture of Abraham Lincoln as this great individual was really has been distorted by history. He fought a ruthless war in the South, fought a gentlemanly war. They had invaded the North. They were in Pennsylvania. They didn't burn the towns. They didn't kill the civilians as the North did with the South. We'll be right back here in a moment.
Renting and start owning. Jamie LaRue with Destiny Lending here. Take advantage of today's buyer's market and buy a home with a low-interest VA-backed mortgage. It's a benefit you earned. For 10 years, I've had the honor of helping veterans utilize their VA benefit. Call 970-214-1374 and get more information on your VA loan and start looking for a home of your own. 970-214-1374.
I'm speaking with Angela Smith with Destiny Lending. Manufactured homes have been difficult to finance. Has that changed?
Yes. We have programs for up to 100% financing on single and double wide, with or without land. Rural homes also qualify. Stop paying outrageous interest rates just because you own a manufactured home.
So call Angela Smith with Destiny Lending, 970-988-3840. That's 970-988-3840.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Many Christians have health problems that hinder their quality of life and their ministry. The Green Herb is offering you an opportunity to help these hurting Christians. You can have your own Green Herb home business for just $950. This includes inventory, training, samples, and everything you need to get started. This is not network marketing. It's a genuine opportunity to build a business. How do I know? Linda and I started in our home almost 15 years ago, and we would like to help you start your own herbal business. We are not looking for high-profile salespeople, just someone who loves the Lord and wants to help his people. For more information, call me, Tom Phillips, at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. I'm looking forward to your call, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
Pastor David Whitney of the Institute of the Constitution. David, how can people get in touch with the Institute, get the program for teaching the Constitution to their fellow Americans so that we can begin to rekindle that flickering flame, which is the very foundation of our freedom, which is our Constitution, knowledge and understanding of it. We can rekindle that flickering flame before it is extinguished forever, and freedom as we've known it simply becomes a remembrance of things past. How can people get in touch with you and your organization?
Many people would be a little fearful of the idea of teaching the Constitution to anyone else. They feel that they would not be qualified. So we've put together what we call a host kit, which contains 12 lectures by Dr. John Eidsmill on DVD, as well as two lectures by David Barton, that fully give the history, background, the Christian foundation, the biblical worldview, as well as a working knowledge of law and government, a working knowledge of the founding documents, the Declaration, Constitution, and Bill of Rights. And this host kit can be purchased by going to our web store or calling us toll-free. If you go to our web store, it's iotconline.com. That stands for Institute on the Constitution, iotconline.com. And our web store there, you can purchase the host kit as well as several other materials that can help you in understanding our form of government and communicating that to others. Or if they want to call us toll-free to order our host kit on our toll-free line, that's 866-730-9796. That toll-free number again for Institute on the Constitution is 866-730-9796. And as they take this course and hopefully bring a group of friends, family, we have many people doing it in their churches, very encouraged to see churches doing this across the country because they're training Christian citizens. That is, if you're going to do your duty that God requires of you as a citizen in this country, you have to know our Constitution and Bill of Rights and Declaration of Independence, what the original intent is. The reason you have to know that is when you go to the polls and vote for a particular individual, you are granting them powers that are restricted by this Constitution. And if you know what they stand for, and what they, or if they've already been elected, what they have done in office is in violation of the very powers of our covenant with our government, the Constitution, then you know that you cannot vote for such a person, even if he is pro-life, even if he is good on one or two things. If he is not committed to the Constitution, he is someone you should not, never vote for. And some interesting watching some of the Republican presidential debates, there's only one candidate there who's even mentioned the Constitution, which is the job description of the president, and that's Ron Paul, who's again and again brought up the point that our federal government is violating the Constitution in numerous, numerous ways, and he has my support because he is standing on the right principle. And that principle is we have a contract, a covenant with our government. It is this Constitution. But if we don't know it and we don't know the terms of it, then we can't possibly do our job in holding our elected officials accountable and only voting for elected officials that will fulfill this Constitution. So that toll-free number again for Institute on the Constitution is 866-730-9796. Well, before the break, we were talking about the 13th Amendment and it abolishing slavery, but not, as the courts ruled, not abolishing any form of segregation and discrimination. Now, many people would say, David, why are you opposed to this amendment? I'm not opposed to the abolition of slavery, but it is not the job of the federal government to do so. It is the job of each of the states to do so, and there were states that were slave and states that were free. And the issue could be left in the hands of the states, and it was not. The federal government interfered with what should have been a state's issue, not a federal issue, and that's my basic objection with the 13th Amendment. And the court decisions following the 13th Amendment illustrated that at the time it was ratified, it was only designed to abolish slavery, not abolish segregation or discrimination. There was one dissenting justice on the Supreme Court, Justice Harlan. He argued that the 13th Amendment did more than abolish slavery as an institution. He said it also abolished the badges and incidents of slavery that are reminiscent of the slavery era. So segregation, denial of civil rights, and so forth. And again, he would say, David, are you opposed to that? I said, no, no, no. It's not an issue of me being opposed to it. It's what is the proper jurisdiction of the federal government? What is the proper jurisdiction of the state governments? Read what our founders intended in Federalist Paper number 45. It's very clear that the federal government was to have very restricted, limited powers. The state governments were to have broad-reaching powers dealing with all of these issues that we're talking about here. Well, Justice Harlan's dissenting view, which was penned there in 1883, eventually became the majority view in 1968 in Jones v. Mayer, the civil rights cases, and the odd thing about this is that there was a Supreme Court justice who was Justice Harlan's grandson, and he dissented from his grandfather's view. He said, no, no, no. 13th Amendment only dealt with abolishing slavery. It has nothing to say about segregation or discrimination. That is out of the jurisdiction of the federal government because the 13th Amendment doesn't cover it. So basically what you have in 1968 is a further expansion by a misinterpretation of the 13th Amendment, an expansion of federal powers that says the federal government has to tell the states what they can and cannot do regarding segregation and discrimination and so forth. And again, I would emphasize I'm not saying that discrimination or segregation are good things. I'm simply saying it is not a power that we the people have granted to our federal government to do anything about. It's not in their jurisdiction, and for them to do something, as they were doing in the civil rights cases, again, is a violation of the contract that we have formed with our government. You may have, as George Washington said, you may have good things done by those who are violating the contract, but that's always the destruction of a free government, because the excuse will be, well, we're going to do this and this, and they're good things, but ultimately it lays the groundwork for saying that the federal government can break out of the boundaries that we have placed around it in our Constitution and our Bill of Rights. The other aspect of the 13th Amendment that's particularly deadly to our constitutional form of government is the final phrase in that article, the 13th Amendment. Congress shall have power to enforce this article by appropriate legislation. By the way, it's not just the 13th Amendment that has this exact verbiage. It is also the 14th Amendment, the 15th Amendment, the 18th, the 19th, the 23rd, the 24th, the 26th. In essence, these are blank checks giving Congress enormous powers to go outside the boundaries that were created by our founders and the boundaries established by the Bill of Rights. If you notice the wording of it, it says that, you know, Congress shall have power, it's a grant of power, to enforce this article by appropriate legislation. Well, who's going to determine what's appropriate legislation? Obviously, Congress will determine. Well, appropriate is anything they think is appropriate. Very, very dangerous thing to give a blank check of power to the federal government. But that's what this and the 14th and the 15th and the 18th, 19th, 20th, 23rd, 24th, and 26th amendments all do. They grant a blank check of power to the federal government to determine for itself what the limits of its power should be.
And power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely everyone. Right back with Pastor David Whitney.
To order your cassette copy of this program, call the American Freedom Network at 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
Last winter really took its toll here in Colorado. Roof damage became the norm rather than the exception. Even here at the facilities of KHNC Radio, our roof began to give way to the weight of the winter snow, and light fixtures came crashing down around us. We turned to our longtime friends at New West Roofing, and they came to our rescue with high-quality workmanship and experience, as well as a genuine concern that the job was done quickly and correctly. We can highly recommend you contact Bud and New West Roofing at 303-452-4172. That's 303-452-4172 for all of your roofing, seamless gutter, or skylight needs. New West Roofing has been a longtime supporter of the American Freedom Network, and we're proud to recommend them. They've been in business since 1978. New West Roofing, 303-452-4172.
Here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Pastor David Whitney. David picked a story up there.
Well, the expansion of federal power is very clearly seen from the end of that war to prevent Southern independence to our day. You see an enormous expansion of federal power during the Reconstruction era. I mean, abuse of the Southern states is very evident. Things were done that were completely unconstitutional. Basically, the ratification of the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment are under a cloud of illegitimacy because of how they were handled. Basically, the Southern states were told, you can only vote for these or you're not part of the Union. That is, we were going to make you enslaved to the federal government, subject to the federal government, and you can only become free states again if you sign on with these. So, wait a minute, you're holding a gun to the head of the legislatures of all the Southern states saying, you have to ratify all these amendments, if you choose not to ratify it, we take away your freedom to self-government. It's like, what kind of ridiculous means? That's not a free decision on the part of anyone. And that's true for the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment. And when we look at the expansion of federal power, it is just explosive from this point on. There was some checks later on in the 19th century, and then in the 20th century, just unbelievable expansion from Woodrow Wilson and FDR, and on it goes to our day, where the federal government basically has no limits to its power, which is why some dumb beanhead bureaucrat in Washington, D.C. has determined how much water you can flush down your toilet. Well, who gave the federal government the power to determine how much water you can flush down your toilet? Well, they've determined it, and they've made a ruling and all kinds of penalties associated with it. Where did they get the power to do that? They invented the power. They grabbed the power unconstitutionally, which means illegally. And I know that's hard often for people to get the concept in their head that the president breaks the law and the Congress breaks the law. And when these people do this, what are they? They're lawbreakers. When they violate the Constitution, they're lawbreakers. And for example, our president knew when he signed, for example, the McCain-Feingold campaign finance reform bill, he knew that it was unconstitutional. He even said when he signed it, he knew it was unconstitutional, and he hoped the Supreme Court would take care of it.
Well, now, why could he possibly sign legislation he believed was unconstitutional?
Yes.
You know, and because he doesn't believe in the Constitution, he has sworn to uphold it. He intentionally violated his oath.
And he believes?
That makes, in my estimation, him unfit to serve.
Mm-hmm.
If he knowingly violated his oath, saying, oh, well, the Supreme Court will take care of it. And then the Supreme Court, they violated their oath. They didn't take care of it. And now we have McCain-Feingold. What we need to understand is that almost everybody in Washington, D.C. today is violating their oath, except for Ron Paul. And he is broaching these issues, and the establishment is furious.
Yes.
The last thing the establishment, the people who control the media, and the majority of our legislators want is for the public to learn that we are moving towards a dictatorship with the full support of the president and the legislative and the judicial branches of this country. And one man stands in the way, and that's Ron Paul, and God love him. We need to support him.
And we need to do so by understanding the Constitution ourselves. The only reason the president's gotten away with such an egregious violation, where he even admits in public he knows he's violating his oath, the only way he's gotten away with it is the American people either are ignorant or apathetic. They either don't know the Constitution, so they don't know what he's talking about, or they don't care. And I pray that it's not the latter, because if they don't care, then there is no hope for America. But I know that many Americans I talk to around the country do care. They care deeply that they're being taxed against the law, that they're being reduced to it. We're being reduced to a third world nation as we see the price of gas go through the ceiling. Many, many examples of what's happening in America with illegal immigration. Untold examples of a violation of our God-given rights taking place on a daily basis. So I do think Americans care. I think many Americans are uninformed. They don't know the Constitution. Therefore, they don't know that there are actually specific, strict, and hard-line limits to the federal government's power. Because they've been lied to decade after decade by the public school system and so on. They've been lied to say the federal government can do whatever it pleases. And when any power is granted to someone unconditionally, unlimited, that person quickly becomes a tyrant because of the fallen human nature. And that's why our founders set all of these limits in place. They did not want government to rule us as our master, but no, rather, government was to be our servant. A picture one of our founders drew of a fireplace. Well, in a fireplace, a fire is a very, very useful thing. It can cook food, it can warm the house, and so forth and so on. But outside that fireplace, the fire is extremely dangerous. It will burn down the entire house and kill and maim the individuals that reside there. Government is the same way. Within the limits and restrictions of our Constitution, of our Bill of Rights, of our Declaration, within those limits, it's a helpful, useful tool. Outside of it, look out. It's going to violate all of our God-given rights, and as you say, place we who are dissidents, we who disagree with their violation. It'll place us in concentration camps. It will take away our liberty, take away ultimately our life, and of course steal our property, which is what it's been doing for decade upon decade in these days. But we the people can retake our government because the Constitution is still the law of the land. Not just the law of the land, it's the supreme law of the land, which means any law made in violation of the Constitution is no law at all. McCain-Feingold campaign finance reform is no law at all because it violates the First Amendment, which is the supreme law of the land. That's the whole concept of a supreme law. It's the final thing. And if you don't have an understanding of the supreme law of the land, then you can let the kind of lawless acts of presidents and Congress and federal judges and all sorts of federal officials continue unabated, which is why we're so encouraged that all 50 states now have at least one class that has been or is being conducted teaching these principles using our host kit at Institute on the Constitution. And we'd encourage all of the listeners, get a host kit, go through it with your family, a small circle of friends. Take it to your church and offer it as a class in your church. We see this happening all over the country, and I tell people I would be glad to talk to your pastor if your pastor objects to the idea of doing this class. Our toll-free number.
Well, we're out of time. God bless. Talk to you later. Thanks so much.
God bless.
You can find at the end of a rainbow. That's right, a pot full of gold. But who can find the end of a rainbow? Well, we have, and it's down at the corner. That's right, the corner. The Corner Coins and Jewelry Incorporated. Family owned and operated by John and Carol Anderson for over 16 years. Specializing in precious metals, gold and silver investments, and rare coins. Have it and hold it locally down at the corner. The corner of Remington and Mulberry in Fort Collins. The Corner Coins and Jewelry, 970-482-7759. That's 970-482-7759.
Find out how BioSuperfood has helped thousands of people everywhere, providing health benefits for heart disease, cancer, diabetes, fibromyalgia, liver disorders, osteoarthritis, glaucoma, depression, allergies, nervous system disorders, and much more. BioSuperfood is making an impact on how people everywhere approach health and nutrition. Join Dr. Roland Thomas every second Friday at 2 p.m. on the Danette Daniels Show, KHNC 1360 AM.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you are looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, then call 970-223-7425. Again, 970-223-7425. To learn more about the Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
If you're looking for a dependable, reasonable, and honest customer service, you're looking for Josiah Electric, LLC. Hi, this is Michael Pohl, owner of Josiah Electric, a licensed and insured commercial and residential electrical service with 9 years' experience serving the Wyoming, Nebraska, and Denver metro area. Contact us Monday through Saturday at 303-489-2170. That's 303-489-2170. Josiah Electric, service you can be sure of.
Well, I'm Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and I will mention that I will be speaking there in Loveland on the 9th of June there at the local theater. I would like to know more about it, why there's people who are putting the program on. A couple of people just asked me to come back and talk, and we're going to just try to hopefully reach a lot of people who are not regular listeners of the program. The number to call would be 970-346-3742. That's 970-346-3742. And then, of course, we hope many of you will want to get our latest DVD we put out. It's called Forbidden Secret, and it will take you into the secret that has been passed down for 5,000 years through the mystery religions that only now is becoming commonly known and actually even featured on television and leading those millions of Americans into eternal damnation. But we have a DVD called Forbidden Secret, and it's available in DVD or in video, and there's a great syllabus that goes with it that has all the documentation, and you can read the president's speeches. We explain to you about the angel who rides in the whirlwind and directs this storm. And what in heaven's name is he talking about? Well, when you, of course, get the DVD and read his speech and hear our explanation, you realize what trouble we're in. We have another four CD set called The Secret Behind the Secret, going into the program that's being offered by the people on the far left to introduce people into demonic possession. Featured on Oprah Winfrey, millions of Americans have read the book or seen the DVD, The Secret. And, of course, this is our taped or CD response to that. You need to understand what it's about, and you need to tell others. And then, of course, we have a great new the DVD and or video of Constance Cumby talking about her life within the New Age movement or study of it. It's called The Emergence, because the New World Leader is about to emerge. And then we have another DVD that we put together with Chris Pinto, available in video or DVD, The Atlantis Connection. And of course, this goes into the fact that America is to be the new Atlantis, is to lead the world into this new world order, the new world religion, with a new world leader. All of them available by calling 1-800-544-8927 and 1-800-544-8927. We hope that some of you will want to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. That's how we're able to do what we do, and maintain our internet lineup where you can actually listen to our programs 5 hours a day. You hear 3 hours a day at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. So please, if you have a chance, go there, look at our books. Remember, we have our health things. We have emergency food that we offer. We offer all sorts of things you'll need for emergencies. But more than that, the educational material is what we want you to get to understand the true nature of the spiritual battle we're involved in. Our number 1-800-544-8927. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Want to talk to the American Freedom Network? Contact us at P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmericaNewsNet.com.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The